Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, Because of Me.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." You will be hated by all because of my name. So what does move us to make choices? Maybe our own personal history is one in which we have tried over and over again to do the right thing, to make a difference. Maybe we tried to stick up for the bullied victim. Maybe we wrote that letter to our congressman or woman. Maybe we picked up that piece of litter or served in a bread line. And maybe all these choices and many more were done because we were baptized into Christ Jesus. He alone was our reason for all this. After we do these things over and over again, the choices become a bit more natural. Not that it will always be easy, but our conscience nudges us to do those things. They will seize and persecute you. So, who are they, and what is the persecution? We might have different takes on the definition of persecution. Everyone's challenges are different. A child who is shy and withdrawn might be scared to death to get up and do an oral report, while an outgoing extrovert might relish that attention. A first grade teacher who brings reading to the lives of her students might be the envy of an alderman who would be lost when faced with such a task. Persecution, martyrdom, we all have something. What did Jesus mean? For sure, he said, "Focus on me." And that might be the hardest, most painful thing we do. That is to look straight away at Jesus. And the sacrifice of other pleasures, joys, choices might feel like persecution. But that is what discipleship is all about. This passage reminds us that choices do not go without consequences. Look at our young people moving to the edge, making speeches, challenging the decision makers on climate change. Look at Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, the early martyrs, the present day martyrs. And look at families torn apart by gun violence and the kids in those families who stay faithful when their not so nice companions taunt them and tempt them into street living, yet they resist. All of us could make an endless list, and all of us can consider our own moments of persecution. And I bet all of us can say, yes, for Jesus Christ, I would do those things again. For we all remember these lines, "For I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute." Important enough to sacrifice for? Yes, indeed. Thank you for your testimony.